This is Sounds of Science. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis. It would seem old world wisdom may be proven right again, as Yale University researchers have produced some interesting results supporting the folk adage of starve a fever, feed a cold. The investigators noticed opposing effects of providing nutrients to ailing mice, depending on whether the infections were viral or bacterial. Mice with bacterial infections that were fed died, while those with viral infections lived.
We did very simple experiments to begin with to get a model working where we could test the effect of nutrition in the setting of infection. And so we started with Listeria, which is a gram-positive bacteria. And those mice stop eating pretty much as soon as they get the Listeria in their blood. So during this period, we fed them, and we observed that they died when we fed them.
Dr. Andrew Wang, a clinical fellow in medicine at Yale Medical School and lead author on the new study that was just published in Cell. Breaking the food down by components, Dr. Wang and his colleagues found that the fatal reaction occurred when the Listeria mice were fed glucose, but not proteins or fats. Additionally, when the mice were given a compound that prevents glucose metabolism, called 2DG, the scientists were able to rescue the glucose-fed rodents, ultimately allowing them to survive infection. Conversely, mice that were infected with influenza virus showed the opposite effect when force-fed glucose. Only those rodents that were denied food or given the 2DG compound died. Interestingly, the Yale team noted that their results were independent of the amount of pathogen present or the magnitude of inflammation by mice. Instead, they surmised that the response was tied to critical cellular stress adaptations.
What you feel like eating when you're sick probably matters. Probably matters as a way of bringing the right type of nutritional balance or nutritional milieu to optimize cellular adaptation to whatever stress that you're experiencing from the type of infection that you have.
In the end, your grandmother's wisdom is pretty accurate. Thanks for tuning in. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News' Sound of Science, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis.